Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
They want you to think a UFO has landed in their yard, in their driveway specifically, but not in a nefarious trying to convince you because they believe that they have seen aliens. They want you to as well. More of a, hey, this would be fun if we built some garbage in our driveway, and it turns out it is.
Welcome back to KSN News at 4. In the days leading up to Halloween, folks on the east side of town reported seeing a UFO on the ground in Eastboro. Let's bring in KSN's Jason Lamb. He's on the X-Files beat today. And Jason, you investigated these claims of this UFO.
Yes, because I'm an investigator at heart.
I know.
Serious investigator.
We've known that for a long time.
Yes, and I can confirm.
I like that they're almost doing this seriously, but I wish they did it really seriously.
Can confirm a UFO landed on a property in Eastboro. If you're driving east on Douglas through the Woodlawn intersection, you'll spot it on your left. The builders of this spacecraft are Earthlings.
Okay.
Whoa.
It's giant.
That thing's massive.
It's very, very large.
I mean, it is easily big enough for multiple people to be inside at the same time.
And it's, I mean, like traditional flying saucer looking shape.
Yeah. Mars Attacks kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
This UFO sighting is legit. Grant Ryan and his wife Janet made sure of that.
Well, my wife and I have done Halloween.
Is that his wife?
Yeah.
That she's alien figurine.
Big-eyed, balding.
Yeah.
Barbara's been dead for decades, but, you know, she still loves doing this.
I preserved her in saran wrap, and now she's just white and bug-eyed.
She and her soft chin love space.
Halloween for years. We've done elaborate sets.
What the hell? That guy is way
too... Wow, he's a lot younger than I thought.
He's way too young looking to have that voice.
He's probably 60, but his voice is 96.
Yeah.
Elaborate
sweater Mike is aging terribly.
And we've been in College Hill for the last 20 years, and this is the first year we're going to Eastboro. But about 3 years ago, she said, I want a UFO. And I said, oh, okay. And she drew it up and said, here's what I want. I said, oh, that's no problem.
God, she'll do anything to keep him out of the house now that he's retired.
Yeah. That's a good man right there, though.
Yeah, right?
And then she said, well, it needs to be about 30 foot in diameter. I said, well, that is a problem.
It took 4 months of engineering and work by iron workers to build the UFO out of...
Oh, wow. I bet that was cheap.
Oh, so I'm assuming... I thought that they were going to say, like, he's a retired contractor or welder or something, and he did it himself, but they hired this out?
Yeah,
so
no, he's just white and rich. And old, with nothing better to do.
The UFO out of aluminum and steel.
We're still tweaking it for Halloween. We have the fog machine. We have all the sound effects coming and more lighting for tonight. So it's really kind of an ephemeral thing. We just throw it up.
How would you feel if your neighbor had that in their driveway?
I would think it was the coolest thing in the world.
I think I would too.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be the fussy, I don't like it, too much traffic.
Yeah, it would look maybe weird in my old neighborhood, but where I'm at now, yeah.
Where sure. You live now, Hot Wings, people would think it was legit as balls. Cops would be called.
Yeah, probably would, yes.
Have it. And get it out of the way because it draws kind of a lot of attention.
That's pretty neat. It really is.
UFO.
Yeah, I mean, look at the size of the houses in the background.
Yeah, look at that place.
This dude's got money, so I guess I'm not surprised at all that he hired it out.
Yeah.
His landing spot is Ryan's driveway on the north side of the entrance of Eastboro.
I saw one fellow texting me and said, it looks like the Eastboro cop pulled over in a UFO this time. So I don't know. We're notorious.
We laugh for days.
There's a lot of jokes between us here.
Getting pulled over in Eastboro. But...
Here's a mildly amusing quip.
How much do you think he spent on this? Like, they're hiring iron workers to do it.
$25,000? $20,000 easily.
Yeah, doing any type of metal fab like that.
Sheets of aluminum aren't cheap.
No.
The UFO is so realistic, it's drawing more than humans.
It's a typical vintage, iconic 50s looking science fiction movie spaceship. That's what we wanted to do. It's meant to be more of a fun look. I was inspired by all the, I love 50s sci-fi movies.
Where does he put it now?
Well, that's a good
question. He's rich.
I don't know.
He's got a warehouse.
Because I thought it was, when they first showed it, I thought it was permanent. Like it was off to the side. But then when they showed that it was in the middle of his driveway, I go, I guess he's going to move it, but.
Can we see the inside? I want to. Is it like a light show in there?
There's, it looks like you can go in it.
Yeah, there's got to be innards of some sort.
I personally have seen a UFO.
Of course, yeah.
It didn't look anything like this. You know, my experience was on Christmas Day, 40 years ago, almost to this year.
I was laying in the yard, and the ship descended, and then an alien came out and rammed his ovipositor into my chest and laid his eggs.
Where we saw a UFO following our car going to my grandma's house. And it was 10 o'clock in the morning, and we stopped and got out, and this thing, it followed us, and then it stayed fixed and gyrated in the air about 100 feet off the ground, no sound.
So, what does Ryan hope Earthlings take away from this UFO experience?
Pictures on their iPhones that they can share on Instagram later in the Facebooks with all their friends.
I think it takes your mind off of what's going on in the world. It's just a brief...
Yeah, takes your mind off of it while you're driving so you can smash into the back of Barbara, who's also stopped to look at it, too.
Positive thing. We care to give this to the community. We're hoping the kids love it. And we even, tonight, we'll have tours inside because there's an entire control panel.
Show it!
Yeah! Show me
into
the inside!
B-level Robin Williams in a Cosby sweater? God!
That's a great description.
That is exactly who he is.
It'll be fun for them. They'll have memories. They'll have pictures, and you know,
I'll probably catch
a
couple of them.
I'll probably have some pictures too.
Back and say, "Wow, I can't believe that guy did that for us."
Oh, wait, really? We don't get to see the inside, really? This whole time you tease.
That is ridiculous.
Now I think it's stupid. The dumb idea. You can't. How's the news go there and be like, "Don't show us the inside. Nobody wants to see that."
I bet he wouldn't let them.
Yeah,
no, you got to come back for the tour tonight.
Yeah, exactly. They got to pay. They got to pay the freight just like anyone else.
If you drove by, would you want to stop?
Yes.
Hell
yes.
Yeah,
me too.
Yeah.
Long as he wasn't out there talking to me.
Oh, my God. I would hate that.
I bet it lasts a long time.